Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. In a relatively short time, we'll be celebrating the feast day of Pentecost. Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. And this whole period of time from Easter up until Pentecost, we are listening to the Acts of the Apostles, which is known as the Gospel of the Holy Spirit, written by St. Luke. Maybe you saw the movie, the St. Paul the Apostle, where Luke goes into the prison, the Mamertine prison, and he's basically writing down from St. Paul what we call the Acts of the Apostles. So that being the case, I'd like to mention a few ways in which we can fortify our relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the first would be this, maybe spend a good block of time, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, reading through the Acts of the Apostles. And you might even underline the many times in which you see the presence of the Holy Spirit mentioned. Almost every page you're going to see the Holy Spirit present, manifesting himself in a different way. So read through the Acts of the Apostles. Second, I would suggest maybe read a good book written on the Holy Spirit. There are many out there. Maybe read Luis Martinez, The Sanctifier. He was the Archbishop of Mexico City, died in the mid-50s. The modern one that's written is by Jacques Philippe, who wrote a book called The School of the Holy Spirit. And the essence of that book would be the following. I'll tell you a little story that he recounts in that book. Jacques Philippe is a retreat master. He gave a retreat. He's from France, and he doesn't speak a perfect English. And he gave a retreat in El Hambra about a year ago. And in the book, he speaks about his own personal experience as a retreat master. Now, having given many retreats myself, when I was in Argentina, Cordoba, I gave, year 1991, I gave 21 retreats in 9 months. So I've had a little bit of experience, no? 21 retreats in 9 months. Retreat work, if it's done well, is the most demanding. It's the most demanding work I feel as a priest. I mean, if you're doing it well, because you're giving talks and then you're spending the rest of the time basically in spiritual direction and confession. So it's enervating, is a good word for you, exhausting, saps your energy. So he comes back from a retreat and he enters into his monastery. And we have a blessing that you people don't have because we live with the Lord underneath the same roof. We have our chapel in which we have the Blessed Sacrament. So he enters in the door and he's exhausted and he wants to go to his room, but he hears a voice, come and make a little visit before you go to bed. Lord, I'm tired. Tomorrow morning. But he heard the voice again, short visit, Lord, tomorrow, come and visit me. Okay. So he goes to the chapel and he, just for a couple of minutes, he just says, here I am, Lord, tired, good retreat, good to see you. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what exactly he said, but he probably said something like that, okay? I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he probably talked along that vein, short visit. He got up and he went to his room. What would have happened if he resisted? Tossing and turning the whole night in his bed. Get up with eyes like tomatoes, no? And probably, maybe would have gotten up grouchy, as they say in Spanish, corajuda, corajuda. But the fact that he received the inspiration and said yes, God gave him peace. You people, most of you come to daily mass. Some of you even take the same places, right? No? All of you are in the same spiritual state that we're talking about. You receive inspirations. Do you follow them? Maybe half the time, huh? On a good day, maybe 75%. And the best of days, maybe 90%, huh? The essence of that book, I'll give you a literary synthesis or summary of the whole thrust of that book, School of the Holy Spirit, is this. If we want to become saints, we want to experience constant peace and joy in our lives, we have to be docile to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. I've given you a literary summary of that book, hoping to whet your appetite so that you actually read it. So let's pray that we would not resist the Holy Spirit. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen.